IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's episode of Viewpoint from IRIB English Radio. In the studio with me, I have the honor of being joined by my brothers, Brother Habib and Brother Ali. Assalamu alaikum, gentlemen.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So there's, because the events of Ashura and the movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, note the word, the fact that I chose the word movement, not anything else.
Thank you very much.
The movement of Imam al-Hussein and the event of Karbala, it's so multifaceted and it's so dynamic. And it's so full of life, like 1400 years later, and people are still deriving so many messages and are developing deeper understandings of the things that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam did. I feel like because of that, there's still a lot of concepts therein that we need to clarify, right? And perhaps one of the questions that a lot of people, I happen to know a lot of people have, is that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam rose against the tyrant of his time to fight for what he believed in and to defend the religion of God, right? How is that different from some of the current takfiri groups that claim to be doing the same? We're fighting the corrupt system or whatever it is, even if it's the world system that exists in the 21st century, and we're fighting for our beliefs, and anyone else that comes and stands in our way, we're going to fight them too. I know exactly what Brother Habib's answer to this is going to be, so I'm going to move to Brother Ali. Yes. Please, could you clarify this for us, and how exactly do the two types of fighting differ?
Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Definitely, we know that resistance and muqawama and standing in front of oppression and tyranny and tyrants of the time was something or a lesson that we took from the Imam Hussein's uprising. That yeah. is, standing in front of a tyrant, and also for the sake of iqama. Iqama means actually establishment of the justice. This is the mission of all the prophets and even their deputies in the course of history till today. That inshallah we are hoping for the arrival of Imam of the Age, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, to inshallah help us to reach to the last establishment of aqama of justice on the scene of the earth. So this is what we have learned, and everyone learns from the event of Ashura and the conduct and seerah of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. But those takfir groups that you refer to, actually, let's study and check and analyze their actions and their reactions in today's world and see if they are really following Imam Hussein or not. This is what we have to check. The takfiris that we have seen in their news has come up in different media, in Iraq, in Sham, in Afghanistan. We haven't seen them to stand in front of, let's say, an oppression or a tyrant. Rather, whatever we have seen beheading Muslims, beheading brothers and sisters in faith, and killing from among Muslims. We haven't seen them standing in front of, for example, let's say, a regime like Israel, who is the representative of Kufr, right? Mm-hmm. So what we have seen from their actions is just to create fitna inside the Islamic Ummah. When, for example, in Iraq a couple of years back, in one night they beheaded 1,700 students.
Yeah,
1,700 students of University of Musa.
All of them were younger than 25 years old.
Right. So does it mean that they are really standing in front of a tyranny and oppression? Or did they come to help the, let's say, Islamic Ummah to take the lesson from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam? So exactly, this is what Imam Hussein stood for. Mm. And in fact, Imam Hussein came to stand in front of this ignorance, this jahl, this pure ignorance that mm-hmm. actually can be seen in the personality and the actions of these people, the same actions that has been actually narrated in the behavior of Khawarij or Kharijids.
Exactly.
Right? So these takfir or extremist groups that we see in the Islamic Ummah, they in no way can be following Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the culture that Imam Hussein alayhi salam wanted to spread. Imam Hussein wanted to tell us to learn how to be to understanding the Imam of the time, to be aware of the time that you are in, to be well aware and to be in
woke, if it's a good translation.
To have insight, right?
Exactly. To have insight of the time that you are in, to know who is your Imam, to keep your self-esteem, to stand in front of Taghut, to seek martyrdom, but with enlightenment. Mm-hmm. This martyrdom, those actually extremist groups that are trying to kill themselves with, I don't know, different kinds of bombs, and among Islamic among Islamic communities, does it mean is this the lesson that they have taken from Imam Hussein also? No way, we cannot.
But then
accept
a lot of people can just look at the event and say, Ashura was nothing different, nothing but a political crusade, Muslims fighting Muslims, right?
Exactly.
Because a lot of people are still radiallahu an killed radiallahu an. It was all a big mistake and confusion.
Look, some say that both groups actually did ijtihad and they did ijtihadu akhtau.
So that ironic.
They did ijtihad and they made mistake, and for a mujtahid, he actually is going to be rewarded.
Yeah.
But do you think, have you ever thought that ijtihad in front of nas is totally invalid? Ijtihad in front of nas. Nas is already there. Imam of the Ummah.
The scripture, right?
Yeah, the scripture, the religion, the acknowledged religion.
All of those people who were in front of Imam Hussein, they knew him, that he is the grandson of the Prophet. They know his status in front of the Holy Prophet, in the eyes of the Holy Prophet. They heard about the hadith that the Prophet a couple of years back said about Hassan and Hussein.
And they, he deliberately stated them as well.
And Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari was already there, and he heard the narration
in his lecture during the on the ground of Karbala on the 10th day of Muharram. He told them, I am not, the Prophet has not told you that I am Sayyidi Shabab al-Jannah. He told them to go ask this narrator, that narrator, this companion, that companion that are still alive. Go and ask them and see if I'm telling the truth or not.
This is very simple-minded, Sheikh, to think that, okay, they did ijtihad and the other group did ijtihad. I mean, they did their analysis, they reached to this final conclusion that they have to kill each other, but both of them will be in Jannah.
When someone wants to place doubts, they could create doubts.
Exactly, because it was the same narrative about Jamal, wasn't it?
About what? Jamal, the same thing as well, yes. Mm-hmm. But the thing about Jamal is that the Ummah went into like 16 different teams. There's this book called Al-Jamal, Sheikh Al-Mufid, radhiallahu ta'ala alayh. At the beginning of the book, about 82 pages about it, are just the different teams and sects and their theories about Al-Jamal. Who was right? Mm-hmm. This team was right, that team was right. And Sheikh Mufid was pretty much looking at the Mu'tazilis, because the Mu'tazilis were the most Sunni sect available at the time, especially during Baghdad, because Sheikh Mufid lived in Baghdad. And yes, there is this fitna. And one of the questions that I always ask my Sunni brothers is that, if you were available on the day of Jamal, which team would you pick?
Yeah.
And if you leave Amir al-Mu'mineen, al-haq ma'ali wa ali ma'al-haq.
Yeah.
If you leave the other side, you know, their companions, their wives of the Prophet, and very difficult to choose. Yeah. So which one would you choose?
It's a tricky situation.
Who was
situation.
The Imam of the time?
That's the thing.
All the quarrel is on this issue.
Yeah, it is.
It's fair. Could you guys translate that, please?
Whoever dies not knowing the Imam of his time, the leader of his time, dies a death
of ignorance.
Pre-Islamic ignorance.
All right, so there's two questions that I have here. Number one is regarding what you said, Brother Ali, that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam rose to establish justice, right? Mm-hmm. That's understandable because it was his responsibility as divine leader, right? To establish justice. And the question, however, I have is that he set off, he got killed. What justice was established?
Mm-hmm.
What rights did he gain for anyone anywhere? I mean, even after that, can I add
to a question? And
the Ahl al-Bayt were under even more pressure.
Medina was attacked by Yazid.
Exactly, after the death and the Kaaba was burned down.
The Kaaba was burned down. People still, the saying that's available. وَارْتَدَّ النَّاسُ عَنِ الدِّينِ إِلَّا ثَلَاثَ بَعْدَ مَقْتَلِ الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. And then they state the three companions of Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam. So where was the justice?
That's a good question. If I want to answer it through the stories and events of the dawn of Islam, Sadr al-Islam, it might not be that much actually tangible, but let me make it more tangible and close to understanding. Look, some believe that in case they kill General Soleimani, they will actually put off the activities of Quds, IRGC Quds army, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what happened? Did it make them more united and make the whole country, not only Iranians?
People who criticizing the group that you stated were also available during the, you know,
the funeral
and the events and everything. And you felt that the people were together for the first time in a long time.
But then what happened?
Not only Iranians, Iraqis. You might only have been
actually the biggest in the world history.
Yeah.
The biggest, as in across regions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Shahid Soleimani is.
Yeah.
I get that. Awesome. Then what?
Right. So by killing a person and thinking that you have put up everything and you have actually closed it down and nothing comes up, so it's wrong understanding.
Are you saying that it had long-term effects?
So this blood, actually, this is the blood that is flourishing, that it comes up and actually this gives life to the Islamic Ummah.
Through generations.
Yeah, to think that, okay, yes, physically speaking, Hussein was defeated.
Yeah,
but what is Yazid now and what is Hussein? What is the status of Yazid in Islamic Ummah? Let me tell you some quotes from Islamic scholars about Yazid.
Before that, can I just bring up this quote of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam that pretty much answers your question? Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, when he entered Medina after Karbala, people were sending their condolences and telling him Azam Allah Ajrak, and they were praying for him, you know, trying to
console him.
Yeah, console him and whatnot. A man came who was happy with what happened to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, who said, who won? He asked him, who won? Imam Sajjad alayhi salam replied, when the adhan comes up, you will know who won. This is a very deep statement. And of course, I don't say it's the reason of Mu'mvat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, but I say that it's one of the benefits that happened because of the killing of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that the religion remain, that Yazid has no power to do with Muawiyah what Muawiyah did, that propaganda that Muawiyah had, which was pretty much to wear the dress of Islam and state that we are Islam, we are the representative of Islam. Yazid has no power to do that anymore because of the movement of Imam Hussein.
By killing Imam al-Hussein, Yazid dug his own grave. Inshallah ta'ala, if there are any other points that you guys want to continue, we can pick it up in further episodes of the show. Thank you so very much for being with us. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahumma ja'al mahya ya mahya Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammad وآل محمد
حسين يرد forever in our hearts and in our minds
حسين يرد forever
in our hearts and in our minds I swear to Allah and to my love
I swear to Allah, you have shown us so much courage through the pain. You sacrificed your family and were killed thirsty for Hussein.